Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm George Lizas, spiritual teacher, psychic healer, and number one best-selling author. It wasn't long ago that I was stuck in a soul-draining job, held back by fears and limiting beliefs that stopped me from following my purpose and making a positive impact in the world. Fast forward past many hours of inner work and lessons learned, I now write books and teach courses to help you find and follow your purpose too. I created the Lit Up Lightworker podcast to empower you with simple, actionable, step-by-step spiritual tools and practices to overcome what holds you back and light up the world. If you're a spiritual seeker yearning for a more soulful and purposeful life, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Lightworker, welcome to another episode of the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. We'll be doing something different for today's and the following three podcasts. I'm not going to have a guest. They're going to be solo episodes. I realize that over the past few years that I've been doing this podcast, I've mostly have had guests on. And in my YouTube videos, I usually have a teleprompter and a script that I'm reading off of. And I've never really recorded a podcast or a YouTube video completely off the cuff. So I just wanted to come from the heart today and really share with you powerful tools and practices that you can use to protect your energy. This is what we're talking about today. We're talking about the three steps to energy protection. And these draw from my book, Protect Your Light, a practical guide to energy protection, cleansing, and cutting cords. And by the way, if you order the book, and you can go to protectyourlightbook.com to do so, you will get a free 2-hour workshop with me entitled Psychic Scanning Workshop. In that workshop, I will guide you through a powerful process to turn on your psychic vision, scan your body and your energy to identify cords of attachment, different types of energetic attachments that are blocking the flow of energy through your body so that you can fully let them go and release them. And you get that completely for free when you order Protect Your Light. And again, you can go to protectyourlightbook.com to get all the details about that. And today, I will share with you the main three-step process to protecting your energy from the book. In the book, I guide you through the whole system, which is a seven-step process. Now, I'll be drawing the main three steps from this process and going into more detail on them in this episode. And I want to kick this off with a story just to realize what energy protection is all about and what can happen if you don't effectively protect your energy. A few years ago, I was promoting my first book, Be the Guru, and I had my first TV appearance. I was so excited here in my home country of Cyprus. I was invited to go on TV and talk about it. I spent the whole day previous to that preparing for it. I get there in the morning, like 6, 7 a.m. in the morning, and it goes perfect. I come home, and then it hits me. Headaches, chest pain, fatigue. Long story short, I was in bed for an entire week. I was so ill, I couldn't move. Now, retrospectively, I went back and I asked myself, like, why did that happen? Like, what went wrong there? Like, what is happening to me? It wasn't the flu. It wasn't something that I was aware of. It was just, like, pain and exhaustion that seemed to have come from nowhere. And then it hit me. I didn't spend time in the morning protecting my energy, going through my usual energy protection practice. I did not clear my energy. I did not shield my energy, and therefore exposing myself to so many people watching from all around the country, I received all that energy of whatever it was, attack, jealousy, attention, whatever that was. It just hit me because my energy was unprotected and created these kind of symptoms, which in Protect Your Light in the book, I call them the symptoms of energy attack. And there are many of them that you can experience at many different levels, depending on the kind of attack you can experience. And of course, in the book, I go through all the different types of energy attachments you can encounter and all the different types of energy attack that can take place as well. But in that moment, it became crystal clear to me that energy protection was not important, it was necessary. And since then, I daily, without a day off, I have gone through my practice of protecting my energy. I go through the process that I will teach you right now. But let's take some time to define what energy protection is all about. I define energy protection as the art of being energetically authentic. It's about ensuring that what's ours is ours and what's theirs is theirs. It's about taking control of our energy, ensuring that our thoughts, our emotions, and our behavior is coming directly out of our own inner being rather than from the conditioning of other people. Think of your body in terms of energy. You have this physical body that has a chakra system, and you also have seven layers of your aura extending outside of your physical body. It's like collectively called your energetic field. Your energetic field can both send and receive energy. So when you're feeling any sort of emotion, you're sending energy like to the world around you, to the people you're interacting with and the spaces you're interacting with. You're leaving energetic imprints in your surrounding world, but also vice versa. As you go through life and interact with people both offline and online, because the digital landscape can also bring forth this kind of energy attack. And in the book, in part four of the book, it's called Protect Your Energy Online. It's the first book that deals with protecting your energy in the digital landscape as well. So as you go through life, you catch different energetic attachments from the people, the spaces, and the digital spaces you hang out in. And If you don't consciously take the time to remove these energy attachments and protect yourself from receiving more of them, then you'll eventually end up thinking other people's thoughts, feeling other people's emotions, and behaving in ways that are not in alignment with who you really are. Essentially, you'll end up living other people's lives. So imagine how it would feel like if you didn't have that foreign energy onto you. If you didn't have people's energetic imprints or spirit, like low-level spirit guides attached to you, if you didn't have toxic cords of attachment coming from other people, residual spatial energy or collective thought forms, these are just a few of the energetic attachments you can catch. Imagine if your energy was completely cleared of all of that. How would your energy be like? What would your thoughts and beliefs be like? How would you feel like? What would your behavior be like? You'd be able to know your purpose more clearly. You'll be able to feel better. You'll be able to think more positive thoughts. And as a result, your whole life will be brighter and lighter and happier and more joyful and more fulfilling. My purpose in this lifetime, Lightworker, is to help you to find and fulfill your life purpose. And energy protection is an essential step to following and fulfilling your life purpose. Because unless your aura and your energy is energetically authentic, then how can you follow your purpose? Then you'll end up following other people's purpose because you have their energy into yours. But when your energy is cleared and authentic, then you can more easily connect with your intuition. You can more easily connect with your higher self. Receive the guidance that will allow you to follow and fulfill your life purpose of helping create big positive change in the world. So this is what energy protection is. Let's talk a little bit about why it's necessary, in case I haven't made it clear yet. So here's why it's especially important to clear, shield, and protect your energy if you are a light worker. Now, light workers are people who make the conscious choice of making the world a better place by being in it. In my second book, Light Workers Gotta Work, I define the term ascension light workers, who are spiritual-minded light workers who have been incarnating on this planet over and over again for the purpose of aiding in the collective ascension of the world and therefore creating big change in the world, not just in their own lives. Because our purpose as ascension lightworkers is so important, we're literally here to create change in the world. We're here to define a new paradigm. We're here to up-level, to ascend the software of the planet. Because our purpose is so important, it's also so important that our energy is clean and clear and authentic so that we can be in alignment with that collective purpose and fulfill it. The ascension industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. And yet here we are, not seeing energy protection as equally important and powerful. Now, one of the reasons many spiritual people don't protect their energy is because there seems to be these two schools of thought around energy protection. The first school of thought believes that protecting your energy is the same as believing in fear and therefore attracting attack towards you. It believes that we're all one. So if we're all one, we cannot attack ourselves. If we are connected with everyone and everything, how can we experience energy attack? So just believing in attack is a belief in duality, and a belief in duality is a belief in fear, which allows us to be attacked in the first place. So this school of thought believes, just don't believe in energy protection and you won't need it. And the second school of thought believes that it's absolutely necessary to protect your energy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Now, first of all, I want you to think back in your own belief system. Which of these beliefs do you subscribe to? Personally, I believe both schools are correct. Now, let's talk about it. It is true that when we are aligned to our inner being, when we are aligned to source, when we are tuned in, tapped in, turned on, when we experience our oneness with others and the universe, nobody can attack us. We are invincible. It is a fact. It is true. At the same time, who can say that they can be aligned to source and love and their inner being 24/7. I don't know about you, but there are moments when I lose my shit. There are moments when I get disconnected throughout the day. So it's impossible for human beings to maintain our alignment to source 24/7. If we were meant to do so, we wouldn't be humans. We would stay in spirit form. And in spirit form, we are part of source, so we are fully aligned to it. However, we've chosen to incarnate into a physical time-space reality. We've chosen to incarnate into a world of duality. We've chosen consciously to incarnate into a world of egos. We all have egos. And by ego, I mean our physicality, our personality. Yes, we are one on a spiritual level, but physically, we're not. We're separated from one another. Yes, and it's okay for both of these ideas to coexist. I understand that I'm a physical being that's different from you listening right now, but at the same time, I understand that in spiritual truth, we are one. We share common ground. We share the same kind of energy, the same kind of vibration. So we gotta find this balance between these two worlds, between the 3D and the 5D or whatever D you wanna talk about. We need to be able to flip and bounce from one side to the other and be able to manage both perspectives rather than deny our physicality and just go and become monks and say, oh, I'm just gonna spend all day meditating so I'm fully aligned to source 24/7 so I don't experience energy attack. No, we're here to live life. We're here to create more of light. We're life. We're here to expand human consciousness. We've chosen to come here for a reason. And the reason is not to deny our physicality, is to learn to work with it. And therefore, since we cannot completely relinquish the belief of attack, why not work with it? And I hear you thinking, ooh, what if I use practices to deprogram this belief in attack within me so I don't believe in energy protection? If you can do that, good for you. Go for it. I tried and I couldn't do it. Why? Because the belief in protection is so deeply embedded into our DNA. If you go back to the first humans, they were hiding in caves to protect from the wild animals who wanted to kill them. Like, this is a need for protection, hiding in caves. Yes, they knew they were one with the lions, but at the same time, they wanted to protect themselves from the lions. So I believe personally that our belief in attack, some kind of attack, for as long as we're human, and protection is so embedded into our culture and into our humanness that we can't 100% escape from it. There will still be a 0.00000001% of ourselves that still believes in attack and therefore still needs protection. So my approach to energy protection is more balanced. I believe that it's important to do whatever we can to maintain our alignment to source. But in the occasions that we lose that connection, we should have practices to bring ourselves back home. Energy protection and the tools I share with you in my book, Protect Your Light, are those practices. First of all, I pay a lot of attention to maintaining your connection to source because that's also an energy protection practice. And then I also teach you how to protect yourself when you've lost your connection, how to bring yourself back home. Okay, so now that we know what energy protection is, why it's necessary, and why it doesn't really reinforce fear, but it brings us home, let's talk about the main three steps to protecting your energy. Now, it's very important that you follow these three steps in this order that I relay them to you. First step is the identify step. Identify means scanning your energy field to identify all the toxic energetic attachments that are cluttering your energy field so that you know what you're dealing with and you know how to clear them. Most people just use a certain spiritual practice to cleanse their energy, and they use that practice for all types of energy attack because they don't take time to really scan their body to identify what's actually there. Because if you find a collective thought form, and if you find a cord of attachment that you have to a toxic person in your life, you need different tools to clear those. So you can't just use the same tool for everything. I mean, you could, if your intention and belief allows that. But from my experience, it's more effective and it's better if we use different types of cleansing processes for different types of energy attachments. And in the free 2-hour psychic scanning workshop that you'll get when you order the book, you'll learn how to do that. You'll learn how to identify, how to scan psychically and see exactly what's there so you know what you're dealing with. So this is step number one. Let's move on to step number two, which is clear. So after you've identified what's there, you need to clear it. And as I said, in Protect Your Light, I have an entire part of the book that's all about clearing. So part one of the book is called Energy Protection Basics. Part two is called Clear Your Energy. Part three is called Shield Your Energy. Part four is called Protect Your Energy Online. So part two is all about clearing and cleansing practices. And I want to share like my personal perspective with regards to both clearing and shielding our energy. It draws essentially from our connection to the planet. I believe that planet Earth, Mother Earth, is the OG energy protector. She's the original. She's been here since the beginning of our world. She's been around for 4.5 billion years. We've been here for a few hundred thousand years. So we've been here in a blink of the eyes in the Earth's timeline. So if the Earth has been here for so long and has experienced so many destructions, it has experienced so many human civilizations that have come and gone, then I'm pretty sure we can trust her to teach us how to protect our energy effectively. The elementals, who are the spirits and consciousness of nature, they've been doing this work. They've been cleansing and recalibrating the Earth's essence and energy, maintaining her vitality. So in Protect Your Light, I focus primarily on natural Earth-based practices to protecting your energy. Yes, you can work with angels, you can work with starseeds, you can work with all different types of beings and many different types of tools. But I focus on the spirit guides and practices and tools you can use in nature because of this reason, because Mother Earth is the OG. So clearing is all about leveraging the powers of the Earth, the natural cleansing power of the Earth, such as working with the fire dragons and working with the wind sylphs and working with the mermaids and working with the elements of fire, smoke, water, and earth, essential oils and crystals, to clearing all those energy attachments that are stuck within your energy field. So this is step number two. So we've identified, we've cleared, and then we move on into step number three, which is, you've guessed it, it's shield. Step number three is about shielding your energy to protect yourself from further energy attachments coming in. The mistake most people do is they skip steps number one and number two and they just shield. They're like, oh, just shield my day, my energy every single day, and I still get attacked. I'm like, well, have you identified what's there? Have you cleared it first? And they're like, oh, I haven't thought about that. Well, that's why. Because when you just shield, you shield in all the stuff that's stuck already within your energetic field. You haven't cleared it, and you're shielding it in, preventing it from leaving. So you're not really doing something. It's counterintuitive. So shielding should only be performed or mostly be performed right after you've cleared your energy. And it has to do with creating an energetic boundary that does something. And I'm sure you're familiar with working with white light. Oh, the white light bubble, the most popular way of shielding your energy. People think it's like a one-size-fits-all kind of situation. I'm shielding myself with white light, white light, white light. I'm like, yes. White light is a powerful process. It's a powerful shielding practice, but it's not the cure to it all. There are different shields you can use for different situations. Specifically in Protect Your Light, I talk about amplifying shields, transmuting shields, and repelling shields. And depending on who you're meeting, where you're going, the kind of situation you're in, you want to use different shields and you want to layer those shields in a different way. And I explain all about that in the book. But that's step number three, shielding. Okay, so just to recap a little bit, in this episode, you've learned what energy protection is, why it's necessary, why it doesn't really reinforce fear, but it's a way for you to maintain and boost your alignment to who you really are. And you've learned the main three steps to protecting your energy, which are identify, clear, and shield. There are more steps, in total, 7 steps to energy protection that I talk about in my book, Protect Your Light. And I also talk about how you can protect your energy online as well, because that is so important too. If you're ready and committed to protecting your energy, make sure to head to protectyourlightbook.com right now so you can order the book and claim your free 2-hour psychic scanning workshop as well. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I hope you've learned something and I look forward to seeing you for the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before you go, make sure to grab your free workbook to find your life purpose at georgelizas.com/life-purpose.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.